This week on the Analog Assault Podcast, episode 118, we're talking a few video game hot topics, so let's go!
You're listening to Analog Assault, a video game podcast by Mulehorn Gaming.
Welcome everyone to another episode of the Analog Assault Podcast, number 118, and we have someone sitting in for Scarecrow tonight. That's Nate Johns. We have Rad, we have Lupo, and Prime. What's up, guys?
What's happening?
What's happening? Hey. What's up?
Yeah.
Good try,
Rad. Hey. Yeah. So a little housekeeping. If you like this content, then smash that sub button right here on the Twitch page. Help MHG keep the lights on, not take the lights off. Keep the lights on. There we go. You can catch our podcast live every Thursday night on twitch.tv/MuleHornGaming at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you like Star Wars content, then check out our YouTube or our TikTok page. We got lots of stuff there. And we have a creator code for the Epic Store. If you want to help support us there as well, just use MuleHorn-Gaming. It's the best way I know how to explain it. That's like the easiest way, right?
Is it a minus sign or a dash?
It's like a minus sign.
Or a dash or a hyphen.
Yeah. But like when you say minus sign, everyone knows what that is, right? At least okay. if you've had
just like hashtag. No one says number sign anymore. It's a hashtag.
Yeah, hashtag.
Yeah.
Come on, Boomer.
Yeah, right. I know. Yeah.
That minus sign there.
So guys, what you been playing? What you been doing? What's going on, Rad? You want to start us?
Oh, okay. Wow. So, I've been playing Destiny 2, which is probably dead to me now. And did I actually play anything else since? Oh, I played a little bit of Warzone. I redownloaded Warzone just to like have something else.
What?
To play? Yeah. Somebody else I knew was playing it, and I was like, I just need. Why not? Right? Okay. So I was playing that and, oh, played Among Us. Man, you guys missed. Now I'm not here to promo myself, but I'm going to for a second. I play Among Us on Tuesday nights and I blew up at people on stream. I felt really bad about it. And I was like, anxiously, like guiltily, like DMing them later on. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I got very into that. Like, whatever, no big deal. And I actually realized that I played a song that could have been DMCA'd at the beginning of that, so I luckily got to delete that from the internet. But I was like publicly blowing up on some people I was playing with. It was our boy Nightsight. He was a great sport. I have a pen in my hand.
Uncharacteristic of you.
It was, yeah, totally. He was a great sport though, so shout out to Nightsight. Watched Big Mouth, which is a very inappropriate show, but Big Mouth is a adult cartoon about puberty. It's very, very, very funny, not for the faint of heart, but my goodness, is it hilarious. I mean, there is just so much ridiculous humor in that show. I watched about half of the new season, and I finally got my posterity. Shout out to Lupo and Co. for being part of that. And it was great because Lupo was also getting pieces of the raid gear that he needed. So it was like it was a double whammy in a good way. So GG's Lupo. And that's it. I think I've covered my bases.
What's this I saw on Twitter though? This Mad Rad?
I thought we were going to do that now?
I want to know about the Mad Rad. What's going on with that? I mean, because Destiny...
First, there's two things happening in Destiny right now. One I'm not really going to talk about because it's drama that is not important, but the Destiny community is just like falling apart. I just like the community members and everything is just a hot mess, and just people are mean and they make me so angry about how they treat other people. Second, for those of you who have ever watched my content, you hear me yell a few different things a lot. Some of them are obscenities. Some of them are how did that happen? And other ones is, what does unflinching even do? And the answer is nothing. Now, And in the TWAB, the weekly newsletter-ish kind of thing that we get about Destiny, every Thursday, the TWAB has announced that the flinch for snipering when we're, you know, ADSing is being increased. So I'll be able to hit even less now with my sniper rifle. The flinching is absolutely just like horrendous. They changed the way that sniping works already in the game. And now it's like, you know, they're crapping, you're welcome, all over like PvP players. They're taking out Crimson Days, which is like one of the best events in Destiny. It was one of the best events in Destiny because it brought a Crucible playlist that like we don't play very often. And doubles is actually like a great Crucible mode that like they don't offer any other time. If they offered doubles any other time, I'd be like, meh, Crimson Days. But they only offer doubles for a few weeks a year. And like they're taking it out. And it's just like, what the heck? Like, I don't get it. They're like crapping all over their PvP community and they're changing a bunch of other stuff that I don't care about because I raged at the sniper ADS and I just kind of like lost my mind. I was having an already hormone driven day. So that's like the rant. I can certainly do one later. I could keep going. So that's it, baby.
I like it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Right on.
Yep.
Well, speaking of things finally done, I finally beat my first playthrough of Cyberpunk 2077. Yeah. I have no idea how many hours I put into it because the Xbox doesn't really track hours anymore. But holy crap, it was good. I completed every side job minus a few gigs. Got the best ending, and Pan Am is all the way, and I'm very satisfied. Very satisfied. I'm looking forward to the next playthrough, but it's going to be back into Valhalla soon. But before I got back into the game I'm playing today, which we'll mention later, I did play Dysfunction. It is a top-down retro cyberpunk-ish game. Cool little story. I played a little bit of that. It was pretty fun. They're definitely different, you know, keyboard and mouse and over the head kind of Diablo style. It's all pretty much did game wise. Did a little more Cobra Kai.
Nice.
And what else did I watch? Something else. I think it was, yeah, The Expanse. This the last episode was the watch today, and the season is just solid. It is just one solid season.
Yeah, I'm behind, man. I haven't even watched it yet.
Yeah, you need to catch up.
Yeah.
You need to catch up. And I watched, because of the Godzilla versus King Kong trailer that came out, I finally watched that Godzilla King of the Monsters. I'm pretty excited for the one coming up later. It's pretty intense. I mean, it wasn't the best story. But, yeah. You know, two giant, you know, behemoths fighting it out, or multiple behemoths fighting it out, some kaijus, whatever. It was pretty cool. And besides that, that's about it.
Dad life?
Well, that's a given. Yeah, dad life. Staying up late, because that's what I do. Waking up early, because that's what I got to do. You know, get those kiddos there. And I kill myself because I don't make myself go to bed early like I should.
Yeah.
You know? Someday I might catch on.
I know.
I'm so tired for the week that I'm actually having to bang it out right now.
Yep. Right on, that's man. Right on.
For those of you guys who can't see, I'm drinking the drink bang.
Well, Lupo?
So doing the usual things, playing Destiny, playing Genshin Impact. Genshin Impact has a new... They call them banners, so it's like they introduce new characters and stuff like that comes this week. So kind of, well... a week from this past Tuesday, so this coming Tuesday. So that's something like you're kind of prepared for. You make sure you got your materials and your primo gems ready to go. So that's something we've been working on this week. You know, I think weekly we talk about where is Lupo in the quest for 50 games in 2021. So I am still working on Doom 2016.
Nice.
So I'm on the last level. I got to the last level today, so that's should be done before the end of the week. Fingers crossed. I'm supposed to play medium tomorrow, because it's new and it's somewhat interesting to me. I think it looks pretty good. I was watching some streams today and was kind of intrigued in a way. But I'm gonna check it out. At least do my few hours and see how that goes.
Right on.
Also, so like this week I didn't have a lot of time to like play Doom because I spent more time with my kid. My wife was working late this week, so we were playing Battletoads, trying to finish that up. So I'd say we probably like at least 2/3 of the way through it now. Like now it's not like we're playing the game. I'm ready to finish it. I don't want to just sit there and just play the game anymore. I want to finish it. I want to get to the end and know what happens. So that and we're on the fourth level of Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Nice.
And then watching like, you know, the regular stuff, like I watch a lot of anime. So like this week, there's only a couple more dubs left of Sword Art Online. It's a show I've been watching for a few years now, and it's the last season. So that's it's always depressing when you get to like the end of a show that you've been watching for a long time, because you just like I want more of this. And
yep.
Thankfully for like SAO, they are getting like another adaptation later this year, so that's good. But like either way, like the mainline story is done, and I'm not like too happy about that. But Expanse, and then I'm going back and rewatching Batman the Animated Series, and I gotta say, like it's like for a show that is like that old, it like really does hold up. Like I try not to watch anything in standard def anymore because it's just so tough to watch. But
oh yeah, it is.
It really is like a fantastic show from start to finish. Like I it's like just hearing the sound of like the show starting up, like the theme yes. song, it just like gives such good memories. Like yes. I remember when I was a kid, my dad always he recorded every single episode so that we could watch it like later that day or the next day. And like fond memories of like coming home from school, being ready to like watch it, and like the theme songs, you know, going off and just like getting so engrossed in like the world. Like I was a DC guy growing up. Like Marvel is very like hip now, you know, but DC was the way to be in the 90s, you know, so.
All about the bats.
I really do enjoy it, man. And I'm looking forward to seeing the rest of it and like getting into the Batman thing, because like Gotham Knights comes out later this year, and I'm really, really looking forward to that. So this is the lead into that.
Right on.
Awesome.
Nate?
Let's see. Haven't played a ton. I did finally finish Call of the Sea, which is a shorter game, puzzle game, more along the lines of like Firewatch or, you know, something like that, which it was actually a lot of fun and a good story. So Lupo, if you need a shorter game, there you go. It's on Game Pass.
I like it. So I do need shorter games.
Yeah. Underdog really liked it too. So it's what, 6 chapters or something, and they're not that long. So probably under 10 hours easily, even with getting most of the optional stuff. And then I jumped back into Tomb Raider because I've been slowly replaying the 2013 one today. That was a lot of fun. I forgot how intense some of those like set pieces are. Just like one of the ones where you're going down towers, just ziplining, dropping from zipline to zipline, going in the water, have to shoot some stuff. It's just fun.
Many replays of the same level.
Not even that. It's just, yeah. Yes. The deaths are interesting in that game. And luckily different every time. But other than that, I haven't really played much. A little more SSX at times, just because we have snow here. And it's fun to play snowboarding games when it's winter out.
Heck yeah.
Been going through Vikings. So I'm in the middle of the third season of Vikings. Yeah, it is really good. I decided I'm going to finish that before jumping back into Valhalla, because I think the whole thing takes place before Valhalla does. So, but yeah, that's been really good on watching that on Prime. And then, of course, watching Expanse. This week's is really good. The ending is very intense. I have a feeling Mule's going to be bored by the first half. I don't know if you'll agree, Prime. And then by the end, he'll enjoy it.
Last week's or 2 weeks ago? There was like a really like, okay, I see where we're going, but you know, didn't really like grab you in. But like, so that was 2 weeks ago. So last week's was very good, and the one before that was just like, all right, you know, I see what's happening. But now it's just like, oh boy, it is good.
Yeah, they've definitely gone more on like the people side this year. It's more like what the politics and that type of thing, as opposed to last year where it was the, you know, new planets.
Yeah.
So
right on, man. Pretty low key.
Yeah, that's really about it. And WandaVision. which I'm enjoying and looking forward to tomorrow's. I don't know if you saw the clip that I threw in the spoiler chat earlier today, but it's going to get very interesting tomorrow.
Yeah.
The Mule is not going to all be sitcom.
No.
I mean, there's stuff. I just need to, like, I feel like the last 5 minutes is like the only part worth watching, you know?
And a sitcom. I don't like it.
I think tomorrow's is going to be a lot more what's happening outside of Wanda's universe.
Yeah.
Based on that clip.
So for me, I mean, pretty much the same, pretty low key. I mean, I've been so busy at work. I really haven't been doing much other than playing a little Dragon Age. Played some Dragon Age with some friends on Xbox, so that was fun. But really, that's about it, man. It's been so low key for me. It's been so busy. It's a busy time of year for my work, so it's like I barely had time, you know. So I don't really have too much to say what I've been playing or watching. I'm behind on The Expanse. Haven't really been watching any other TV shows. So it's just kind of been that. That's it. Like, it's that weird time of year where it's like, it doesn't feel like, it feels like there should be more stuff, but there's just not, you know?
Yeah.
So that'll bring us to our first topic for tonight, guys, because we're kind of just covering a bunch of little hot topics tonight. It might be a little bit shorter of a cast than most of you guys are used to, but the Xbox Games with Gold issue. So what do you guys think about this? I mean, you had this thing where it increased and then they walked that back, but have they like already, like, is the damage done?
I don't know. I mean, day one was a hot mess. I mean,
yeah, I agree.
Internet, Twitter was blowing up. You know, those of you don't know, basically they doubled the price of Xbox Live. And as many of us kind of concluded, they're doing this to drive people more towards Game Pass. Probably not the best tactic, but then due to the internet outrage or part of their plan, either one, they rolled it back and even further said all games that are free to play are unlocked, like Fortnite. Is that right? You don't have to have subscription to do that. So it was a very interesting days of lows and ups and highs and lows. I mean, it was a roller coaster for Xbox. So I mean, I think it was a PR move, just not a very well executed one.
I don't think it was a PR move, mainly because if it was, the free to play change would have been instant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way. I think it was somebody outside of the games division making this decision against the wishes of others. And as soon as it blew up, like, I could see the Xbox division saying, this is going to blow up on our faces. And then it being forced. And then they said, see, this is what happened. Let's just roll it back.
Okay. Well, I do agree that they're trying to phase out, like, just the basic Xbox Live Gold subscription. I just think it's the wrong time. You know, like, I wasn't thinking about, like, the economic ramifications with the way the world is going right now. You know, a lot of people are kind of using this as their release from how terrible some things are right now, you know, and I completely understand. Like, they got rid of the year live subscription, I think, a year and a half ago. So it's not like you can pay for the year of gold for $60 anymore. That just doesn't exist.
I thought you still could if you had it, if that was your subscription.
Not the year. You can only do it in 6 months, six-month intervals. They've gotten rid of the year for a little while now.
They mentioned in the press release.
I don't think so. I think
I still
pay annually. Yeah, they said that if you're paying annually, you can continue to pay annually.
Or 6 months. Oh, keep your
same.
You're like grandfathered in, but I think if you're like, if you had stopped it and then you're like renewing it or something, or if you're a new gold member, then you have to do it in 6 months increments.
Either way, I think they should just like meet somewhere in the middle and then just get rid of it altogether. You know, just like have Game Pass be the only thing and have it just be a good value, you know, like a Game Pass or a Game Pass Lite, you know, something like that. I know like having multiple pay options and make people pay more is not always the way, but like I understand what they're trying to do by getting rid of it. You know, it's just trying to unify one service in general and just have that be the thing.
Yep.
Yeah, that was kind of my first thought, because when I was doing the math, which is hard for me. Like, math is really tough. So I think that it, I forgot what they raised it to. They doubled it, right? So it went to like 120. And then I was like, my husband actually, I don't know when it happened, but he's already paying for the Game Pass Ultimate. It's like, you know, $15 a month. And so I think that's like 180 or something dollars. Like, you know, so the difference is, if you're already paying for that service and you were going to be paying for that service, like for 120, I think most people would have been, I think the thought process behind the business of it was, well, if I'm going to pay 120 for this over here, I might as well just pay the extra $60 and get this over here. Brilliant business move, but it was just really oddly implemented. So, you know, I, shock, awe, surprise, totally agree with Lupo. I think if just make that the only thing, make it reasonable. They'll figure out how to earn a profit. Nobody feels like they're being cheated into a system that's, you know, like, just, you have to do this now. Like, they feel they're not going to feel forced to do it. So,
or phase up the price increase over a longer period of time. Don't just double it. Right.
Yeah. Here you go.
Well, it was only, it was only the double for like the extended. Cause like they only, well, yeah. So it was, they raised it $1 per month, you know? So like that doesn't seem so egregious and like upfront, like, but like on the back end, when you realize that you're paying double over the course of the year, it just makes it that much worse.
Correct. Yeah.
But I don't think they lost any good. I think,
no, I think
they did.
Yeah. I mean, I feel if anything, they bolstered confidence by people saying, okay, they see this, they made a mistake, they reacted to it, they changed it. And I think that's a lot of what the issue is now in games in general, is that reactions are not happening, you know? So for them to react to it quickly, I think people, you know, not commend them because this was a bad thing in the first place, but at least can recognize that they're doing something, when mistakes are made.
Made a mistake, but they at least get something for rectifying it as quickly as they did before it actually affected anybody.
I mean, Xbox has been on a good roll already. So for them to be able to nip in the butt, correct it real fast, just kept them on pace, and I think, like Lupo said, bolstered it altogether.
There's still no reason to really own an Xbox, but yeah, sure. Okay.
I mean, I'm leaning that way, Rad. I said that in Discord.
For some.
It's, I tell you, man, once you see the frames, it's so hard to go back.
I've seen the frames. But I just don't have the money for the frames, buddy.
Only Xbox Live is about like the console in general, you know? Like exactly. Game Pass Ultimate is the service in general, you know? Like, so for me, like, I haven't turned my Xbox on in 2.5 months, you know, and I still have my Game Pass Ultimate subscription because they offer so many games. It's actually unbelievable. And if they ever decide to add EA Play to the Game Pass Ultimate subscription on PC as well, it would just make it that much better, which I think eventually we'll get there. It's just not at the moment, you know. So
They were supposed to have it at the end of last year originally.
On PC too?
I think so. EA Play, they originally
changed it.
It just got delayed for whatever reason.
And they haven't announced when it's happening. Mm-hmm. I was going to wait to play Andromeda, and then that's when I was like, no, I'm just buying it at this point because
yeah, I think you get Andromeda for like $7. So.
I got it for like $10. Yeah. So it's like, okay. But yeah, I mean, the PlayStation or Xbox conversation could happen another time because it's not on the list. But like, you know, Lupo, I think, said today, what's the point of having an Xbox? But, you know, like, Xbox did a good job. I mean, the people who are Xbox loyal benefit, and they're transparent with people who are going to consider coming over to Xbox. Hey, you're going to pay more than the people who are already here. There you go. Bing, bang, boom. You can make a decision about what you want to do. Done.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the only reason why I have a gold subscription and is for Game Share with Prime and Games with Gold. That's pretty much, I mean, Game Pass games, and that's pretty much it. You know, the Games with Gold has been lackluster for a couple of years
for
now.
Yeah.
And it's just like, eventually, I think they're going to have to like offer more for gold because it's like, it's kind of dumb to have to pay a sub just to play online when I can be on my PC and I don't have to pay a sub to play online. Like,
yeah,
you're basically pushing people away from consoles, and maybe that's their plan. Maybe their plan is just to push you into like PC. That's kind of what they want. I don't know.
I don't think so. But what'd you say?
If you want a console, like if you want PlayStation, you still have to pay to play online too.
Well, I mean, to be fair, it depends on what you do on the console, right? Yeah. Like I had a PlayStation 4 for about 3 years before I had PlayStation Plus, and I was happy as a clam.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's really just, but I, you know, on Xbox just works a little bit differently than PlayStation. So it's kind, you know, it's easy to fall into getting gold. But.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
So guys, next little hot topic here, Outriders, initial thoughts, beta coming out February 25th. I'll start to say I'm getting some Mass Effect, Anthem vibes. I'm actually a little concerned because I feel like we're getting so much information. And then the last, closed beta or whatever they had, I couldn't even get into the game. So I'm a little concerned, but what are your guys' thoughts?
Well, I've spoken pretty extensively with two people that have actually played the game, and they cannot stop talking about it. To the point where one person said it's the best game that they've played in the last 5 years. So I'm extremely anxious to play it. I want people to temper expectations. You know, we say this anytime a looter game comes out, is that people just got to really temper their expectations. You know, don't expect this to be the Destiny killer. Don't expect this to be the the game that has to be better than Anthem. Just think of it as like a good game that's created by a studio that really is passionate about the games that they create. If you've ever played, you know, older Gears, if you've played Bulletstorm, like you can see the passion they put in their games and how well crafted their games are. So, you know, because this game conceptually has been done for a few years. This is not like, this is not like some other games that have come out in the last few years where they kind of rebooted over the last 18 months to 2 years. You know, this game has been fundamentally finished for the last 2 years. They've been polishing for the last year and a half or so. So I don't have those types of concerns. There's just I see certain animations that I don't like in the game and like some of the demos and trailers that they show, but that I've been reassured that is just the poor compression on wherever I'm watching it.
So did you say people are saying it's one of the best games of the last 5 years, but to temper expectations?
Yeah, I mean, I always temper my expectations for everything.
I don't know.
I had one person tell me it was the best game they played in the last 5 years. I wouldn't go by, like, I also think that Anthem is one of the best games that I've played in the last 5 years, but I don't go telling people that it's a game that you should go get right now.
Yeah.
Right. I'm kind of in the same boat. I'm really excited to play it. But I've learned over the past several years, various games have come out that I was super excited for that ended up being flops or semi-flops or just wasn't good until years later, that I'm just expecting hopefully this is a unique looter shooter that I can have fun with my friends and hopefully it runs real smooth enough from the get-go. But I will say the guns and gear and abilities look pretty freaking sweet. So I can't wait to get my hands on it. Looking forward to it. Hyped? No. Excited? Yeah.
I'll play the demo.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll play the demo, see how it goes.
We'll find out in about a month. We'll find out.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm not playing it. Don't have any interest in it. And I don't think any of the armor and guns look good.
Okay, George Bush.
Like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm excited y'all are stoked for it. I keep seeing images and I'm like, I thought I was looking at something from Destiny. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I don't know. But I'm glad other people are excited about it. It's just not, I don't know. It's not bringing any symbols. I don't know what the idiom is, but I'm glad y'all are excited.
All right. So next hot topic here, a little bit of Star Wars news. Star Wars Battlefront players, there's 19 million new players, which is crazy. A KOTOR remake, but not by EA. And then rumor mill is that the open world Ubisoft game is going to be an MMO. So what are you guys' thoughts on all of that?
That's some awesome numbers for a game that's how old now?
About 3 years, 4 years?
Yeah, that's still being played heavily, and this resurgence is really good. An MMO Star Wars, though? Gimme.
Yeah,
I just hope it's good.
I mean, people everywhere say, like, right now it's one of the best times to be a Star Wars fan, like, ever, right? So it just makes sense that they would want to hype every piece of Star Wars thing ever that's coming out right now. So, yeah. I mean, I'm one of the new 19 million players. I guess I did technically play like a few years ago, but like I really fully played it recently. So kudos to them. It's great for Battlefront.
Absolutely.
It's awesome.
It'll be interesting to see how long those players stick, though. Is it just that it was free right now, everybody gets it, and then it dies off?
Yeah. I mean, they might just be dipping their foot.
Probably.
In
it. Yeah. That's probably mostly going to be the case. But that doesn't necessarily speak badly about the game. I mean, the fact that 19 million new people wanted to download it is a feat in itself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, I picked it up, but I can't play it on my computer. So, but I at least redeemed it because, you know, I have a Mac and they don't support Macs. But
yeah.
You never know in the future. You
know, like, don't forget too, when you're redeeming anything on the Epic Game Store, you can use the code Mulehorn-gaming, and then support the cause.
Yeah.
I'm not a man. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I know it's hyphen.
You know, I'll say on these like three topics, I think the one that I'm most concerned about is not the remake with KOTOR. That's not EA. It's actually the Ubisoft game that's going to be an open world MMO. I don't know if I want another Star Wars MMO, honestly. I was hoping for more of a like third person RPG. So I don't know. I'm feeling kind of conflicted. I'm hoping that that's not true. I hope it's just like a bunch of just rumor stuff. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Personally, I would love to see something that's very reminiscent of Republic Commando. That game still plays in my head rent-free so much. Love that game. If they can pull off the MMO where it's great and people love it and people are always around it so that I have people to play with, like our community can really engage with it, that would be amazing. But my hopes aren't really high. So maybe it's a rumor. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't need an MMO. I'd rather have some type of either single player, like something where you can drop in for co-op or something like that. It'll be interesting what era it's set to.
Yeah. You could do
something High Republic with that era kicking off now. And there's a lot of, if they want to go Jedi, I mean, there's thousands of Jedi at that point.
Yeah.
I'm like fine with an MMO. The only MMO I really like wanted was a Mass Effect themed MMO. But I guess like if I have to have Star Wars instead, then that's fine. But you know, last week I kind of talked about how I'm kind of moving away from multiplayer games anyway, but it would really just depend. I saw who, Full Turbo just wrote, like, I want a gritty MMO. I would love that. Like, I'm still thinking of, of the Division 2 feeling. Like, that was kind of, I don't know if it was gritty, but it was like, you know, I felt like my character was running around like in mud and like being like filthy with just like the grossness of a post-apocalyptic Washington DC. Like, that would feel really cool, I think, for a Star Wars MMO, but it would really have to be the right thing to pull me in.
I don't remember who talked about it in chat. Maybe it was Nate, but someone said they hope they'd see something like a dark, like Hellblade type Star Wars game where perhaps the Jedi is struggling with feelings of the dark side or going through trials, but it has that dark, gritty feel, the pull of the dark side. A little bit of not horror, but sort of like dark thriller. That would be very cool.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be something different for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. All right. So I know we're going to kind of have a little bit more of a condensed
podcast. I missed everything in there.
Okay. Go ahead, Lupo.
I got cut off for once. Me and my big mouth. I think I really have trouble grasping at Ubisoft making an MMO in general. I think Ubisoft struggles to make games like that. Like Division's missed twice already. So to see a game somewhat similar like come out, that would worry me a little bit. I mean, I'm willing to hear and listen, and I'll get excited when I see it because I do that for every single game that comes out. But Ubisoft creating a game like that worries me just a little bit. KOTOR remake, not by EA. Well, it's not by BioWare. I think that could be a good thing, honestly, because even like I didn't play Baldur's Gate 3, but from my brother-in-law picked up Baldur's Gate and he was really raving about how good the most recent iteration of Baldur's Gate was by Larian. So I think that it could just infuse new life into the game. You know, like BioWare is not the studio that we recognize them for, you know, that we remember them as 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, you know? So I think it might be time to just hand the reins off to another studio and just see what their, you know, that what their abilities are to make a game like that. And I'll just quickly touch on 19 million players playing Star Wars Battlefront 2. You know, Mule, you and I spoke about this when the game first came out, and like the power difference early on was never really a huge problem. I think people just made a big deal about the pay, quote unquote, pay to win aspects of the game, which was shitty. It wasn't great. But I don't think this the numbers are gonna stick. Like, obviously, like if you see like, you know, a couple hundred thousand people playing in a month, that's still great, you know. But people just need to be exposed to these things, you know. Like, people get the opportunity to play the game for free, they'll see how much, you know, how good the game actually is, you know. And like, and I think like it's a very visually appealing game. The combat's very good. It's just like, for a game that's been out for a long time, like it's sweaty now because people are just so dedicated to it, you know. So it's tough to just go in there and just play with friends.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's definitely a lot more fresh meat that I've been encountering on PC. So that's been interesting. So we're going to kind of round toward the end of the podcast. I know it's been super short, but we really didn't have a lot to talk about this week. But Rad wants to talk to us about something she just realized is coming up. And then Primetime's going to give us a few of his thoughts on a new game that just came out. So Rad, take it away.
Take it away. Cool. I should have, when I was muted, looked this up. Not that I don't know it exists. I just want to make sure I give the right info. So I didn't realize, because I'm a terrible gamer, that this year is the 25th anniversary of Tomb Raider, which is like a huge deal. Some Nintendo people will probably, you know, descend from the sky and punch me for saying that Lara Croft is probably like the matriarch of gaming. They'll probably be like, no, it's Samus. But that's fine. Like, they can share, but it's like Lara, right? Like, I mean, it is. So it's like a big deal. I admittedly have not played a lot of the earlier Tomb Raider games, just because I was fairly young when they came out. I do have a distinct memory, I think, of playing like a demo of Tomb Raider 2 on my friend's PlayStation, with like, there was a tiger in a cave and, you know, she was very pointy. But I have played extensively the reboots that started in 2013. They're some of my favorite games. I absolutely adore them. Are they the greatest games ever? No, I mean, admittedly not, but they have some very just great qualities and whatever. So I kind of saw on Twitter that all throughout the year, they said that the Tomb Raider team will be making announcements about I wish I had the tweet in front of me, and I don't want to type because dog will kill me. But they made all kinds of announcements that they're going to be, what's coming next, you know, what's next for Tomb Raider. And one of the first things that they announced is that there's going to be an anime series on Netflix starring Lara Croft. Now, some of you guys listening or watching right now, or even some of you guys here in the cast may know, I think there has previously been an anime of Tomb Raider, and because they were kind of mentioning it. Like, we haven't seen Lara in an anime since blah, blah, blah. I don't remember the name. I'm sorry. But I think that's really exciting. I'm hoping that they get the voice actress from the games to do the anime. She's like an active actress. She's an actress on Grey's Anatomy. So that would be like really great if they're able to get her. Her name's Camilla Luddington. Tomb Raider is great. Now that I know that it's the 25th anniversary year, maybe I'll do some tomb raiding on my channel. I think that would be fun, or maybe on this one, I don't know. And so that was kind of that. And as what I plan to do now that I know that this is a thing, I plan to provide, I'm going to probably provide some like update kind of articles, like, here's what gaming's queen is doing this year, and go from there. So I don't know if you guys have any thoughts about Tomb Raider.
I need to finish that the games. Anime.
Yeah.
I need to play the latest one. I had not played it yet. But fun fact, 2007 was when that Tomb Raider anime came out. It was revisioned Tomb Raider, a 10-part anime series.
I'm going to see if I can find it. I don't watch anime, but I'll watch that because it's the queen. But yeah, have you guys played any of the Tomb Raider games, or what's your thoughts on Tomb Raider?
I like them. I just, you know, Bright and Shiny came out, and I never finished the original games, you know, but I like them a lot.
Yeah. They're all fun. The second one, Rise of the Tomb Raider,
is the best of the trilogy. There's just
the finale of that is just climb. Oh, so good.
Yeah, the first game had a lot of really good elements. Nate and I were talking earlier that like the reboots do a really good job of balancing like a linear story with sort of an open world feel, but it's not like so open world that you can like not do any, like you can do, or rather you can do whatever you want and like not progress the story. Like Skyrim, you can never do the main story and be in the game for 7,000 hours. Rise, the reason why I think Rise of the Tomb Raider is the best one is because it takes the really good elements of Tomb Raider, the first one, and it combines it with like crafting and just like really compounds on the RPG elements. So it'll be great to see how they celebrate. I really am hoping they announce new games. The woman who does Lara's voices, I mean, she's young. She, you know, she's actively making, you know, acting. So,
Right.
That's all I got for Tomb Raider.
Prime, so tell us about the Medium.
Well, the Medium, it's what I thought was a horror game. It's more of a thriller, actually. But basically, the main character, forgive me, I forget her name right now, but she's basically a medium. She can transverse between, you know, the world of living and the world of dead and kind of help spirits cross over. I've only just barely started playing the game. Was very excited to start playing it based upon the trailers we saw and whatnot. And it's pretty interesting so far. The camera is very it's a throwback to the older days of like, you know, Resident Evil old school. I'm like, not what I expected. There's some creepy elements and I'm kind of getting into a little bit of what's kind of going on. I'm like, okay, this can be very interesting. I heard a lot that it's not near as scary as people thought it'd be, but many, many people are liking it. So I'm looking forward to dive into more to it. That's really all I had to offer on it. I'll be playing it right after this. Yeah. So I wish it was a scary game cause I need me some horror. I need that natural adrenaline and pumping.
Yeah.
So right we'll
on.
See.
Right on, man. Like I was saying, guys, this is kind of going to be a shorter podcast than usual, just because there's just right now it's, I don't know if it's COVID or what, like Lupo, you were saying it the other day on your Twitter. It's just, doesn't feel like there's a lot going on right now where you can just get excited about something, you know? We basically only have really Outriders right now. That's like even peaking any of my excitement meter, you know?
Yeah. But there's a small, Horizon Forbidden West announcement today, very small. So like there's things on the horizon. There's just not like a lot right now.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no pun intended.
No.
I realized what I said.
Punch.
Yeah. I was Pow just called it out. New Mario comes out next month too.
Ooh.
Oh, what kind of game? Like just an adventure.
So it's a remake or a remaster of Super Mario 3D World, and then they're adding Bowser's Fury, which is a brand new entry into the series.
Yeah, that's nice. Right. That's really cool. That's great.
So I'm playing that next month.
Cool. Does that count for your list? I'm just curious.
Yes, it will.
Okay,
count.
Cool. Nice. I'm just curious.
Well, right on, guys. Thanks for hanging in there with the shorter podcast for this week. Hopefully, we'll have some more news to talk about next week, some fun stuff, some juicy stuff to dive into. But if you like this podcast, make sure you visit MuleHornGaming.com about page to find more great content creators there. And if you're looking for some Mule swag, we've got a link of our store right on the homepage. And if you would, guys, like us on Facebook, leave us a review on iTunes. You can follow us all on Twitter. Remember, guys, when in doubt, blow it up!
Explosions!
Boom. I should go.